Rick Holgate has been the chief information officer at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives at the Justice Department. He's been at the agency for the past 6 years. His service at ATF is over, though. Friday was Rick's last day, and he's leaving for a very different reason than most people leave government. Rick is here to review his tenure at ATF and talk about his future. Rick, most people that leave federal service don't wind up going to Vienna for the next stages of their careers. What is taking you there? And thank you for coming on to talk to me today.
Well, thanks. Good to talk to you, Francis. What's taking me to Austria tentatively is my wife's nomination to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. mission in Vienna, which is a great opportunity for her. It is a nomination. She hasn't been confirmed yet, so our move is entirely dependent on her making her way through the confirmation process, but we're very excited about the opportunity.
Well, I congratulate you and her both on the opportunity and the honor, and I wish her the very best through the rest of the nomination process. As you leave the Bureau of ATF, of course, it's a good time to look back at the things that you accomplished there. What is it that you're most proud of, or what are the things, plural, that you're most proud of in what you and your team accomplished at ATF, Rick?
Yeah, I'd point first of all to our forensic service mission, which most people don't necessarily associate with me as my role as CIO, but that was also an important part of my responsibilities at ATF. And they've really done some tremendous things over the last 6 years. They've matured their DNA techniques for analyzing and capturing touch DNA off of objects and being able to identify suspects in crimes. They've also established a national reputation for their unique capabilities in fire research and financial investigations after they responded to a number of high-visibility incidents, to include the West Texas explosion a couple of years ago, the Boston bombings, the D.C. homicides, the Annapolis Christmas tree fires. All of those are great examples of the great contributions that our forensic services part of the Office of Science and Technology makes. And then on the IT side of things, there's a number of things we've been able to do over the last 6 years to move the ball forward for ATF, including, you know, being an early adopter of consumer mobile devices. As much as 3 or 4 years ago, we moved to non-BlackBerry devices at ATF. We've done some things like being aggressive adopters of cloud services, both Microsoft Office 365 and Amazon for our external website. We rethought our desktop outsourcing as a portfolio of as-a-service options, as opposed to the traditional desktop outsourcing model. And then just recently in the past year, we rolled out an across-the-board tech refresh of both desktop, laptop, tablet devices, as well as phones. And then we've also advanced our ability to communicate both externally and internally in terms of revamping our website at ATF.gov and our intranet at ATF Connect. That's been a tremendous tool for enabling us to engage better with our employees and our external constituents. And then we've also had an opportunity to rebuild our workforce after a couple of years of hiring freezes and hiring restrictions and sequestration, all that sort of thing. We've been able to rebuild our workforce by bringing on a new generation of workforce in the Office of Science and Technology. So it's been a busy 6 years.
It certainly has. On the workforce front, do you get a sense that the workforce situation is kind of turning the corner? You have talked to us before about the workforce initiative that you had underway, and you always seem to be pleased with the quality of talent that you're able to attract. Do you believe that the government is finally headed in the right direction after the years and the situations that you described with the pay freezes and hiring freezes and all the other things?
Yeah, it's heading in the right direction. We're still lagging the workforce as a whole in terms of being able to attract millennials and the next generation of the workforce into the federal government. We've been able to do that at ATF, again, primarily in our forensic services, because that's the primary part of the workforce in my organization is forensic services, and we've been able to attract a lot of young, energized, motivated folks to that part of our workforce, which is very promising. We now need to add that same mix to the workforce and the IT side of our organization. And again, we have a lot of lost ground to make up in terms of catching up with the overall trend in the national workforce, where by 2020, the majority of the workforce should be millennials. And in the federal government, we're pretty far behind being able to see ourselves getting to that point. So we really need to make the federal workforce, the federal work experience more attractive to the millennials.
Were there tools that you wished you had at ATF to be able to do that and you didn't have or weren't able to leverage to the degree that you would like to or anything like that, Rick?
Well, you know, the government overall is experimenting with more flexible hiring authorities, including Schedule A hiring authorities, the Digital Service Hiring Authority, which, you know, isn't a permanent hiring authority in the sense that the offers we'd be able to make to employees are term limited. They're a finite term. But on the other hand, you know, we probably expect that from our millennials in the sense that we don't necessarily foresee them spending 30 years in a job as previous generations did in the federal government. We expect them to be more transitional, more rotational, you know, always looking for a new opportunity, always looking for growth opportunities. So those other hiring authorities, which inherently limit their terms as federal employees, are great tools to use to attract millennials and be able to target them and recruit them.
There's actually a school of thought, too, that they will go a longer way toward attracting young people because they understand that the assumption on the part of the government is that you'll come to work for the government and last there 30 years or whatever, and they're not interested in that. But when they see that there's kind of an end game, that seems to be more appealing.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're looking for constant challenges, too. I mean, that's another thing we've seen even with the members of the millennial workforce we have at ATF. We have folks that, you know, started in the Office of Science and Technology doing forensic services. They moved to the Office of Human Resources doing recruitment and other things. They're now in the Office of Public and Governmental Affairs. So they've moved around organizationally, always looking for a new challenge, always looking for a growth opportunity, and that's the kind of experience we have to be able to provide to attract millennials.
Rick Holgate's now the former Chief Information Officer at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Is it weird when I say that? Does that still sound unusual to your ears, Rick?
It is weird, yeah. As you said, my last day was Friday, and I've sort of felt empty since then, just because working for ATF always filled me with a sense of purpose. Working for an organization has a mission of national importance and significance, and you know, it always gave me a sense of purpose when I woke up in the morning, and I'm missing that, at least until Monday morning today when I go to work for Gartner.
We'll talk about the Gartner thing in a minute. Yeah. What did you leave behind, incomplete, still in progress, that you wished you might have been able to see through to completion, Rick?
Yeah, a number of things. Probably most notably our next generation case management system, which we're getting ready to make an award. So keep an eye on that. It'll probably happen this week. That's been long in process for a long time, setting the stage to have a new initiative to replace our 17-year-old case management system with a new platform, a more agile platform, a more mobile-friendly platform. And we're really looking forward to taking that on and making that happen here in the next year or so. And there's some other work we had in progress that still needs completion. That's rebuilding our e-forms application for interaction with the industry and the public in terms of conducting transactions with ATF from a licensing perspective. We really need to make that a more scalable solution, a more sustainable solution. And then our firearms tracing system, E-Trace, we've been looking to rejuvenate that and integrate a bunch of back-end systems and mobilize it to make it more mobile-friendly, more usable in a mobile environment, and that still needs to be done, too. So there's still a lot of stuff to be done at ATF.
You mentioned Gartner, and that's where you're going, and you are going to be the ultimate teleworker as you're going to work, hopefully, from Vienna for Gartner. What will you be doing for them, Rick?
I'm going to be a federal research analyst supporting the federal government, which is a little bit of a new model for Gartner in the sense that it's an industry-focused analyst, which is, again, designed to tailor research to better meet the needs of the federal government. So taking the large volume of Gartner research and making it more usable, more relevant to the federal government, and also giving Gartner feedback from the federal government as to what research the federal government's looking for that they haven't seen from Gartner. So it's a two-way street in terms of bringing Gartner's research into much closer alignment with federal interests.
Well, Gartner wins because they get you, and I wouldn't be surprised, especially after your comments a few moments ago about what you feel like you're leaving behind at ATF, to see you back in Washington and back in the federal space at some point in the future, my friend.
Yep, I'll be back.
It's great to talk to you. Congratulations to you and to your wife, and I wish you both the very best in Vienna.
All right, thanks, Francis.